Welcome to the April 25th episode of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by The Sharp Plays and TSP.live. Well, my friends, we have reached the end of season one of the Go Fast and Win podcast. With summer approaching and nobody taking the time to listen to podcasts when it's beautiful outside, I won't be taking a break here until early August, when season two of the podcast will get underway and hit the ground running into football. There may be some bonus content throughout the summer, but not really sure how that'll play out. We'll just see what goes on. Perhaps a topic will come up, something like that, and I'll have a bonus podcast episode thrown in there. But even if there isn't, I'll be back in August. So, given the podcast will be taking its summer break, I wanted to first thank you for joining me. I had low expectations for the podcast. I hope to have about 100 to 200 downloads of the show. In the end, the show achieved over 1,500 downloads per episode and an average of 800 full video views through social media. Not too bad. Hopefully it's just the beginning, and if it isn't, who cares? I appreciate the 1,000 or 2,000 of y'all out there who are listening. To me, the key to success was the exclusive content on the podcast, that being the bonus selections that absolutely killed it this season. So let's keep that up at the end of today's episode and hopefully long into the future. But first, my topic this week is why bettors lose. There is typically one tactic that bettors employ, which is the downfall for 90% of them. It goes like this. Picture it. Sicily, 1925. Sorry, I was always a fan of Sophia on the Golden Girls. Anyway, picture this. You just had an incredible hot streak. One which saw you deposit $10,000 into a sports book and turn it into $100,000 over only 2 weeks. Let's assume your per unit wager is $2,000. So this is a 45 unit profit during the hot streak. Sounds impossible, but the TSP Live portfolio itself achieved over 33 units back in December for those betting a 5x multiple like myself. However, like all hot runs, it turns. You don't know when it will turn, so you keep betting aggressively. That's how you got to the big balance that you built up. But the first bad day likely means your balance went from $100,000 to perhaps $90,000, or even worse. You take this hit, but it stings. Because being up $100,000 was so nice. You think maybe this was just a losing day, a hot streak, so you fire once again. But then the next day, it doesn't quite work out. You think you can't keep losing. You're due for one win. You decide to bet $11,000 to win $10,000 on an NBA playoff game, and you lose again. Now your $100,000 became $90,000 after the first day when things turned, and now it is $79,000 because of your $11,000 loss in NBA. Well, this sucks. You liked having $100,000 and realize now that having $90,000 wasn't all that bad either, because you're sitting at $79,000. If you could just get back to $90,000, who cares about the $100,000 at this point? Then you will be out and you'll take a break while you weather the cold run. You decide to give it one more shot. You lower your risk to $5,500 on a straight bet, but you take two straight bets. You figure, hey, I can't go worse than 1-1, so I'm only going to lose a little vague. It's not bad that you dialed down your risk. You're kind of thinking properly. But unfortunately, the cold run continues. You lose one bet on a buzzer beater and you lose another $11,000. One of those $5,500 you just got destroyed in. Son of a bitch, you went from $100,000 and now we're at $68,000, even though you're still up $58,000 on this hot run because your initial deposit was $10,000, your brain makes it feel like you are losing badly. $68,000 when you had $100,000 is awful, and the devil on your shoulder keeps telling you that you did have that $100,000 and how nice it was when you logged into your account and saw that number as your balance. I'm sure I don't have to continue the story. Do you see where I'm going? You lost 32% of your bank located at this book in a couple days. You pressed, you chased, and all that prompted because you didn't like losing and were just trying to get back to your peak balance achieved during the hot run. Well, just like trading the financial markets, you rarely close a position at its peak. If you could have accepted that, then you likely would have cashed out the run for a lot more than you ended up cashing out for. Or often, giving everything back and then some during the subsequent cold run. And that's how most gamblers blow it. One tool used in the financial markets to protect against unnecessary losses is a stop loss. My preferred stop loss type is what's known as a trailing stop loss. You can Google that term for a more detailed description, but basically how a trailing stop loss works is as you make money in a financial position, the stop loss follows you up. So, if you have a 20% trailing stop loss, then whatever your highest point in the run happens to be, your position will be closed out when you lose 20% from that highest point. So, as you win on the run, your stop loss keeps moving up and up. Let's say you start with the 10,000, you bet a parlay and find yourself up to 30,000 in balance the next day. At this point, your stop loss is 24,000. If you get to 24,000 before getting above 30,000, and thereby setting a new trailing stop loss amount, if you were to get higher than 30,000, you cash out and start over with your $10,000 initial balance. So how did I get the $24,000 stop loss number? Well, your highest balance was 30,000, and so 20% of 30,000 is 6,000. We deduct that from the 30,000 to get 24,000 as your stop loss. As long as your balance stays above 24,000, you keep on grinding. As your balance increases and you achieve a new high in your balance, you recalculate your stop loss. Every new high requires you to recalculate your stop loss. Eventually, though, things will turn and your stop loss will be achieved, at which point you cash out the profit, leave your starting deposit, in this case $10,000, to keep grinding, and that's it. You are using a stop loss to protect you from yourself and as a signal when it is time to lock up your profits. I know this is a long story, but it is one you've likely lived in many times in your gambling career. I hope using the trailing stop loss will help you to protect winnings and bankroll long into the future. It's a great tool, but like everything in gambling, it only works if you can have some level of self-discipline and self-control. If you never seem to have self-control, then all I would say is, can I please be your bookmaker? All right, let's get to today's bonus selection here for the Go Fast and Win podcast and, of course, the Go Fast and Win portfolio. Today's bonus selection is going to be on Seattle minus 116 over Texas in MLB action. So I'll be taking 0.23 units of action on Seattle minus 116 to win 0.2 units for the GoFastAndWin.com portfolio. Let's cast one last bonus selection and finish the first season of the podcast with a bang. Once again, thank you for joining me for the inaugural season of the Go Fast and Win podcast powered by The Sharp Plays. I sincerely appreciate all the feedback, and I'm glad you enjoyed the podcast and its content as much as I enjoyed putting it out each week. I look forward to seeing you all back in August. Until then, be sure to check out The Sharp Plays on Twitter to stay up to date with all the free content, including the daily Go Fast and Win portfolio and score prediction table updates. The portfolio and the score prediction table are both absolutely killing it once again this year, so don't miss the action. For one last time, your best buddy, Fake Morgan Freeman, would like to say thank you to all of you for joining me, and good luck in your actions.